Our last piece from the Netherlands is by Henriette Buysmans, who lived from 1895 to 1952 and is considered the best Dutch woman composer of her time. She came from a very musical family. Her father was solo cellist of the Concertgebouw Orchestra, and her mother was a concert pianist and teacher at the Amsterdam Conservatory. Henriette studied piano there with her mother and graduated with honors at the age of 17. As a concert pianist, she performed with many leading conductors, such as Manteau and Mengelberg. She began composing when she was 15, producing many works for cello, including two concertos and a poem for cello and orchestra. Buysmans stopped composing during World War II. But after this hiatus, her Dudensmarsch was first performed by the Concertgebouw Orchestra under Adrian Bolt. In the years 1948 to 50, she corresponded regularly with Benjamin Britten, whose piano concerto she performed, and she accompanied Peter Pears's recitals in the Netherlands. Increasingly, she turned towards composing songs, and it is one of those we will hear now, verses from Maria Lekkinä. It was composed in 1950 and is based on a selection of stanzas from a popular Netherlands poem by J. Verimus Bunning. This ballad spins out the tale of a Spanish prostitute who loses her heart to a sailor, but is deserted by him. I don't have time to read the whole text, but it begins, Maria Lekkinä swaggers along in green silk, in black satin, with birds and roses and carnations on a cloth as white as moonshine. Maria Lekkinä flounce along with seven strands of red coral beads, which Marina Lekkinä can pay for. Her mouth is as red as a red coral. Marina Lekkinä has a fan with all the stars of the world on it. Not a soul passes this fan without the sun and the moon rising for him. And it ends. Death doesn't even bother looking anymore at one who has lost his heart in hell, and one is forever doomed to hear the refrain, Por qué, Maria? Where heaven is mirrored in the quiet water, in the deep sea of Averia, it seems that a ship sails through white clouds with the figurehead of Maria Lekkinä. There's deep excitement among the white clouds. In the clouds deep under the Avilia, the water is 1,000 fathoms deep. Rachel Morgan is the mezzo-soprano in this performance, with Franz von Ruth once again at the piano.